How does diversity affect career counseling? Dr. Daryl Luzzo answers this question as he discusses the importance of understanding and attending to diversity, both the counselors and the clients.
You know, within the context of career counseling, really in the context of all counseling, the issues of diversity have become so important for us to recognize and to incorporate in our work with clients. But like a lot of other fields in counseling, career counseling has not always recognized the importance of diversity in all its forms. And that's another thing we want to touch on, is the importance of recognizing diversity in all of its many characteristics and how important it is that diversity be incorporated into your work with clients. Historically, even early career theories were based on work with, to be honest, middle class or upper middle class Caucasian boys. I mean, literally. Even Donald Super's theory of career development, which is heralded as one of the most influential of all, began with the study of white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant young boys in a community in New York. And theories were developed early on in psychology and in counseling on populations of that nature that didn't really incorporate issues of diversity and difference into their work with clients. It's very critical and important in career counseling, just as it is in all areas of counseling today. Well, let's talk about a few things. First of all, the importance of recognizing diversity of clients as well as your own diversity as a counselor. Very important in your work with clients. Again, beyond career counseling. But the reason that it plays into career counseling so much is because of the relevance of a person's culture, broadly defined, in determining and working through career and work issues throughout their lives. So let's talk for a minute about what it means, diversity. A lot of individuals, when they first think about diversity, think about what we call visible racial and ethnic differences. So think about that for a moment, visible racial and ethnic differences. So there are things we can see in a client. If I have a Hispanic client come into my office to meet with me, if I have a Latina young woman who's going to come in because of whatever stage in the career exploration and decision process she is, I'm going to see that client as a Latina, as a Hispanic young woman who I am going to then meet with. Will I have any stereotypes? Will there be any things I think of immediately that define that client? Well, you know what research tells us is I will, because it tends to be the case that when we see clients, we see their gender, we see any racial information we might be able to deduce from seeing them, and based on those two factors alone, which are only two elements of diversity, the visible ones, we begin to make some assumptions, and that's where things can go awry. In establishing a therapeutic relationship with a client, in working through career and work issues with a client. And that's just gender and racial or ethnic differences that I might think I can tell and often can from just seeing a client for the very first time. But how many other elements are there that make us diverse? Every single one of us and every single one of our clients is unique. Each of us comes with our own culture. Now, I know what some often think, or when they hear that as well, listen, Daryl, you're a white, upper middle class man. You don't have as much diversity or as much culture as somebody from an underrepresented group, a minority group, somebody who maybe has had to deal with many more struggles or issues or barriers or hurdles in their life. But that is such a mistake. I, just like you, just like any of your clients, will have a culture, a cultural identity. And it goes beyond gender and ethnicity. It includes family status, family of origin. It can include not only racial and ethnic, but social class, religion, disability status. Oh, the list really goes on and on and on. And that's the way we want to conceptualize diversity. We want to conceptualize diversity in all of its forms and all of its elements. That's what will add to an enriching counseling interaction with clients and help us to be as effective as we can as counselors, working in a career or work context even more so. Because how many career and work and life decisions are made in the context of culture? What research shows is by far the majority of them. So let's talk for a moment about the importance of understanding the diversity of a client. but first talk about the importance of understanding your own diversity. Now, again, you may think, okay, wait a minute. I'm here to learn about clients and characteristics of clients and how diverse clients should be helped through the career exploration and decision-making process. But think back, if you've learned before, about Carl Rogers and the importance of establishing a strong working alliance, a therapeutic relationship with a client. Some of Rogers' early work talked about how important it is to be aware of your own values, biases, prejudices, and perceptions. Now, sometimes in counseling, we think, wait a minute, I need to leave all of that at the door. When the client comes in, I need to ignore everything about myself and be totally with the client. Well, actually, what Carl Rogers talked about when he spoke about congruence and being genuine is knowing who you are. Ignoring your values, pretending they don't exist, ignoring your own cultural identity, maybe even worse, not even being aware of your own cultural identity, can actually impede the counseling process. Well, that sounds like counseling in general, but it applies to career counseling in even more profound ways. Let me give you some examples. Let's say that I operated from the vantage point of, well, wait a minute, I'm a white, middle-class male. I have no diversity. I have no values or perceptions that could enter into the career counseling process. And let's say that I have a client come in who very early on shares with me her or his religious persuasion. What if that person's religious beliefs are in conflict with my own? But I pretend that I have no religious beliefs, even though I do. I pretend that I'm going to suppress all of that so I can be genuine with the client. And in trying to understand them, I believe that I'll do so with a frame of reference that ignores any history I have with religion. That's a mistake. Part of my personal identity is my religious affiliation. It's part of who I am. And by better understanding that and how that makes up a part of my culture, it helps me to be a more effective counselor working with the client to help that client explore the role that religion plays in their decision-making. So often we ignore our values in career decision-making. We pretend that we should make career decisions based on occupational future of the job, how much money we'll make, and whether or not there's a future in the career and I might be able to get promoted over time. But culture and identity is such an essential part of career work that to ignore it is to prevent an individual from making really quality career decisions. So first and foremost, we need to understand our own identity, the role that religion and family and culture play in who we are so that we can be effective with our clients. I'll explain a little further. Let's say that I'm working with a client who comes from a different social class than I came. We might think it's important to forget about our own experience with our own social class and try to just delve into the clients. But it's important that we recognize there are some differences. We want to treat each individual as an individual, but there are likely to be some differences from the various social classes from which we both emanate. So how important it is for me in understanding that client's social class, a part of their culture, to first understand my own. Some of the best work in this field has been done by a woman named Janet Helms, who developed a white racial identity scale. Now, you may think for a moment, white racial identity? I mean, I've had friends and even colleagues who have thought of that as an oxymoron. White racial identity? What racial identity is there for someone who's white? Well, the reason why this was so intriguing to me is I'm white, and I had never before thought that I had a racial identity. Oh, sure, my father's 100% Italian and my mother's French and German, but how did that play into my identity? I was American. That was my racial identity. But in fact, there are influences that having an Italian father and a European mother do play into who I am. My beliefs about child rearing, my beliefs about a work ethic, all of which play very important roles in career decision-making. How important is it that I be aware of my own racial identity, my religious identity, any disabilities I have, my family identity, the importance of sexual preference? How do these things play into my culture and who I am? They're everything about me. And being aware of those aspects of self are essential, just as you might create a career autobiography early on in career counseling. How about a career culture identity biography? Who am I? And how do all of those things affect who I am as a counselor? Now, we could get caught up in just talking about how important diversity is relative to my being a career counselor, but it's equally important in understanding your client. When I ask clients to work on career autobiographies, I ask them to pay attention to a number of things, not the least of which is their cultural identity. I want to learn very early on with the client how they see themselves. I don't want an African-American young male to walk into my office and for me to make any assumptions whatsoever. A lot of times you can read about some similarities or commonalities to individuals based on their gender and their race. But I think that pigeonholes our clients. I think that assumes that all of those are of whom are of that background or of that persuasion or of that gender or of that age or of that social class or that sexual preference or that religion are all like this or like that. And that's a mistake. You want to consider each client and reach each client and even help teach each client from their own perspective and from their own vantage point. One of the greatest ways to do this with clients relative to their family and their ancestry and culture is to use something called a genogram. Now, genograms are very common as a strategy in all elements of counseling, particularly family therapy, where you start to look at backgrounds of individuals and their ancestors. But think about a genogram from a career perspective. Not only do you want to know where ancestors are from and where they lived and what their upbringing might have been like, but you also get to add in their occupation, their career. Every one of those experiences, those careers that those who have come before you have had, do play into your identity. And it's interesting to work with clients and help them see some of those connections. I've worked with clients who want to ignore that. They want to pretend, oh, I have nothing to do with my past, my ancestry. I'm my own person. And when you're able to point out some of the linkages, it helps them to become more aware of and appreciative of their own cultural background. It's a beautiful thing to see a client who at first wants to ignore who they are, their identity culturally, ultimately embrace it and understand it's an important value characteristic to incorporate into their work relative to career issues. You know, probably the most important take-home message of this entire topic of diversity and how it plays into career counseling is to remember just how complex our clients are. Again, early on when a client walks in or maybe even registers for the first appointment, you will begin, your biases and your own cultural foundations will begin to come into play. You'll begin to see that client with certain prejudices and biases. It's natural. But what you want to do when you're working with clients is understand the complexity and the individuality of who they are. That's diversity. That's what you want to consider when you're working with clients. Take, for example, in my case, a client I once had, a middle-class young woman who came in her early 20s, had just completed undergraduate life and a couple of years as a CPA, actually. And her presenting issues were some dissatisfaction with that career choice very early on in the establishment stage of the career. Now, when she first walked in, and again, even I, with this understanding of diversity, will make some initial biases and prejudices. I thought to myself, here's someone dissatisfied, probably didn't think a lot about career issues in college, probably did what her parents wanted her to do, probably went into, in this case, accounting because she had a mom or a dad that was interested. Maybe her mom or dad was an accountant, probably hadn't given a lot of thought to it. You can see some of my biases, which are people don't give a whole lot of thought to making early career decisions, and some racial ethnic biases. I did not think much about the role of culture for this client, and this was early on in my career counseling career, so that's my excuse. But I made some assumptions until I asked her to complete a career autobiography that incorporated issues of culture. And so I asked her, when she completed her career autobiography, to talk about culture, and I outlined all the different characteristics: religious persuasion, sexual preference, family life, ancestors. And this is where she had a trouble: ancestors. I thought, what's the problem? You do a genogram. I showed her how to do one. And then she came back without the genogram completed, with very little in her career autobiography relative to family and ancestors. And I asked her if she just didn't have the information or if she was struggling, and she said that she was adopted. She didn't know who her ancestors were. Now think about that. Did I even after a course, consider adopted status as a part of one's identity or culture? But think about the complexity there. Here's a young woman who, when asked to complete a genogram, was unable to do so because she at least was thinking genetically, biologically. Now, she never knew her biological parents. I ended up working with her to understand that the culture in which she was being raised was affected by her adopted parents and their ancestors. That was the culture in which she was living. And she was then able to complete a genogram and that element of her autobiography. But think about that. I didn't even consider for a moment that I might have a client that was adopted when they came time to complete a genogram that they might struggle. That's really the message. These are very complex individuals. You're a complex individual. I'm a complex individual. Our clients are complex individuals. Now, you don't want to get so caught up in issues of diversity that all you do is talk about culture and diversity and forget some of the presenting problems that a client comes to you with. But understanding those presenting problems and issues within the context of culture, within the context of one's identity in all of these ways, that's what's essential.